There's a lot going on now. We're going to call it groceries and trucks. It all has to do with getting the stuff you want. So you know that the prime minister is going to have this vaccine mandate for all international truckers. All truckers coming from the U.S. have to have, as of 5 days from now, the 15th, proof of vaccination or you can't come in. Now, the Trucking Alliance, the Canadian Trucking Alliance, says that could force 10% of the cross-border drivers to not deliver. 16,000 drivers. The government says probably more like half of that. Still, that's 8,000 drivers. In the meantime, what about when you're going to bag groceries and shop? Remember that Hero Pay where during the first pandemic, the first wave, as it were, they got $2 an hour more. And then guess what? They were rolled back. The Hero Pay. Oh, you're not heroes anymore. I thought you were. No, no, no. Well, what about now? Everybody's restricted, except guess what? Do those people still deserve pay? Let's put some of these questions to Jerry Dias, the head of the largest private sector union in the country, Unifor, the president of it. Hey, first of all, Jerry, Happy New Year. How are you? How's things?
I'm doing okay, Evan. Happy New Year to you as well, my friend.
I'll tell you, man. Here we go again. And let's start on groceries, and we'll get to trucks. So we'll start at the point of sale, and then we'll go down the supply chain. Give me the sense of what you believe the people, the men and women who are begging and cashing us out and allowing us to get our food stock in the shelves, do they need a raise again?
Of course they do. I mean, they've needed it all along. This is the classic discussion about the needy and the greedy. You get Medline from Metro Stores making $20 million. You got Galen Western, let's not go there, with his $8+ billion worth of assets. You've got, you know, we can walk through all the different CEOs and what they're making. It's just outrageous money. And for them to somehow think that the pandemic ended in June of 2020 when they eliminated the $2 an hour of pandemic pay is frankly outrageous. It really is a sad situation. And I think what offends me the most, Evan, is how little they care. They don't care. They're cashing out. They're making out like a collection of thieves individually based on the performance of their companies and then their net growth during the pandemic. And they're cashing out and are making every argument under the sun why they can't reintroduce the pandemic pay, which I think is incredibly insulting, not just to their employees, but frankly, the Canadians that are listening to this discussion think that is just absolute greed and, you know,
How long did they have the $2? I hate this word hero pay because it might just be fair pay, but how long did they get the $2 boost for?
Probably about 3 months.
That's it. How much does it, what's it cost these grocery stores a month? Like, what's the increase in costs?
You know what? I couldn't give you that figure off the top of my head, but I don't think it's significant because during the three-month period that they were paying the pandemic pay, they continue to make money hand over fist. So it's not a question of ability to pay. It's a question about lack of desire to do it because, you know, these are companies that, you know, the CEO is going to have a heck of a lot of say. His bonuses are going to be tied into profitability, and you're going to make more profits when you pay your 80 to 90% part-time workers minimum wage or a little above. So it really is about themselves. It's not about a business case. And that's what I think is likely the most offending out of all of this. So none of them have had COVID that I'm aware of, but many of their employees have. I represent workers, obviously, in all three grocery chains. I know we've had members die that are working in warehouses. Many members have contracted COVID who are frontline workers. So it really is about their ability to treat people with respect and making an economic decision not to do it based on their own personal circumstances. And like I said, I'm just disgusted by
it. Is there going to be any movement to do it? To try to get them? I mean, is there no action, any union action on this?
No, look, you've got Medline from Sobey saying, hey, we agree that we will reintroduce it when, you know, the economy is shut down, when our, in essence, competition and others are living a real lockdown, but it's just an excuse not to do it. Look, they stopped this in June of 2020. And if you can remember, Evan, their argument was, look, things are looking up. It looks like we're coming towards the end of this. Well, here we are a year and a half later, and we know that that's not true. So they have the ability to do things differently and have made a conscious decision not to. So they need to be held accountable, because there is no justification for them reaping outrageous bonuses, and doing nothing, frankly, to pay those that are making them the money.
Okay, so now let's go to truckers. What do you make of this desire for the government to say, you got to be vaccinated to cross the border? There's real concerns that this will hurt the supply chain.
Well, there's no question it's going to hurt the supply chain, but people need to get vaccinated. We were hoping this would have been over much quicker than it was. And I will argue the only way that we're going to get through this is when people are vaccinated. So I think we need to be hard on people. I think we need to say to people, get vaccinated or we're not going to allow you into the country. And that sounds really aggressive coming from me that represents workers in the supply chain that, you know, depends daily on the supply chain. We've got to get through this mess. And the only way we're going to get through it is when everybody is singing from the same song sheet. So I think people need to get vaccinated, and that's where my head is at.
Okay, so then what? So what happens do you believe the government's number at 5% of truckers, like 8,000, or is it 16,000?
My understanding is about 8,000. But whether it's 8 or 16, I think governments have to be predictable on their response. I think the whole issue of mixed messages has caused all kinds of problems. I think we need a consistent approach, and I think we need to err on the side of caution. So I agree with a position that says that we are going to be very hard, we're going to be structured, we're not going to allow any exemptions. And so, Jerry, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Well, what about Aaron O'Toole says this? We've got to learn to live with this. This is, Jerry, what are the, this is different. This is Omicron. And
look, we are going to have to learn to live with it, but I don't want to live with this for my whole damn life. I want to find a way to get through this. So this whole thing of modifying my behavior, modifying my lifestyle, those of the hundreds of thousands of members I represent and the communities in which we live, at some time or another, we all want this to come to an end. And so the only way we're going to do it, I will argue, is by being rather aggressive in our approach. So do I want truckers crossing the border without getting vaccinated? Well, you know what? I think there has to be some simple rules. And I realize this is an unpopular position, and once again, I really don't care.
You don't care? How bad could things get after January 15th?
I don't care about how people perceive my.
No, I understand that. I'm not saying you don't care how bad it's going to get. How bad could it get, though? Like, give me a sense of, like, if there's 8,000 truckers that come in, how bad could the shortages be, Jerry?
Well, look, there's always solutions, and there always will be solutions. One thing about companies, they are following and tracking supply. And if they need to shift gears, then they shift gears. I mean, ultimately, the impact will be, I think, significant. But I think it needs to be in the short term. Every impact of this virus in the different variants have been significant. So it's just another obstacle that we're going to have to deal with. But ultimately, the only way we're going to get through this, in my humble opinion, is when people are vaccinated. I don't know how we continue to float trial balloons that things are going to work out better when we know that it's not.
Pretty remarkable, though, right? Just out of interest, what's your guess? Like, everyone's guessing. How long are these restrictions going to go on for, Jerry? Like, what are your members thinking?
You know what? It's hard to guess. I mean, every time you think that we're getting to the finish line, we're thrown another curveball. So anybody that can make an intelligent guess as to when this thing is going to come to an end, I will say is... Making an intelligent guess.
Yeah, I agree. Don't buy land.
Tough to tell, my friend.
Jerry Dyes, man. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Always my pleasure. You keep well.
Yeah, you stay healthy. You stay healthy, and we'll find out what happens on the 15th. That is Jerry Dyes, the president of Unifor. Look, hero pay or just fair pay for the grocery? You tell me at 7:10:10. And truckers, should they be vaccinated or not?